members of James Smith Cree Nation are heading to the polls today to elect the chief. Incumbent Wally Burns is being challenged by Daryl Burns, Marsha Burns, and Kirby Constant. James Smith is one of three reserves that make up James Smith Cree Nation. The elections at Chakus Basin are scheduled for the fall, while the election for Peter Chapman is expected sometime next year. LaRonge Town Council has announced a public hearing to be held next month on a proposed homeless shelter. The Keekenack Friendship Center wants to convert the Water Base Inn along LaRonge Avenue into a shelter. The center has received funding from the federal government to purchase the property, but there would need to be a bylaw change and rezoning for that to happen. Information on the bylaw is available at the LaRonge Town Office. Saskatchewan's education minister says all grade 12 graduation ceremonies will be held this spring, regardless of any job action by teachers. Jeremy Cockrell says the province will be working with school divisions and parents to ensure the events can go ahead. Saskatchewan teachers have been without a contract since August 2023. They've taken a number of job actions in recent months. Two people are facing various drug and weapons charges after an RCMP investigation in North Battleford. The Battleford's gang task force executed search warrants at two locations on Sunday. Police say they seized about 1,700 grams of methamphetamine, 28,000 cigarettes, five firearms, ammunition, and other drug trafficking paraphernalia. A 44-year-old woman and a 47-year-old man were arrested. Both of the suspects are from North Battleford. They're scheduled to appear in court in May. Canada's chief public health officer is urging people to ensure their vaccinations are up to date, as the number of confirmed cases of measles is on the rise.
Dr. Teresa Tam says the Public Health Agency of Canada is aware of 40 confirmed cases across the country so far this year. She says she's concerned not enough school-aged children have been adequately vaccinated against the highly contagious virus. The timing of the doses varies by province and territory, but generally, kids get their first doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine at 12 to 15 months of age, and then a second dose before they start school. Lisa Laporte, The Canadian Press.
The Supreme Court of Canada is upholding a rule which requires members of a Yukon First Nation to live in the community in order to serve on council. That means council members must move back to the community within 14 days of winning a seat. The rule was challenged by a woman who was unable to move to Old Crow because her son requires medical care not available in the community. The High Court ruled the Aboriginal and treaty rights laid out in Section 25 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms prevail. Canada's population grew to nearly 40.8 million people last year, marking the fastest growth rate since the 1950s. Patrick Carboneau is the chief of Statistics Canada's Centre for Demography. He says the increase was largely driven by a rise in the number of temporary residents.
Most of them are, in fact, what we call permit holders, so people who are coming with their family as well, to work or to study to Canada. The majority of the permit holders are in Canada here to work, but there's also a considerable number of people that are coming to Canada also to study.
Carboneau says about 1 in 10 temporary residents is an asylum seeker. A new study from Ontario indicates dementia among homeless people is nearly double the rate of the general population.
The study used healthcare administrative data from every patient aged 45 and older who visited an emergency room, community health center, or was hospitalized in 2019. The report's calling for housing and earlier screening for those who are unhoused. It found that homeless people also had a higher risk of developing dementia at a younger age compared to those from low-income neighborhoods and the general population. A lead author in the report says as a first step, policy changes should provide supportive housing for those who need it, as well as screening for dementia when people show signs of memory loss or other cognitive deficits. Naira Ahmed, The Canadian Press.
Canada's chief electoral officer says he has confidence in the integrity of the last two general elections. Stéphane Perrault is testifying at a federal commission of inquiry into foreign meddling allegations. The hearings are looking into possible interference by China, India, Russia, and others. It's examining the 2019 and 2021 general elections. And some school boards in Ontario have launched lawsuits claiming that social media platforms are disrupting student learning.
The lawsuits claim the programs are negligently designed for compulsive use, and they've rewired the way children think, behave, and learn, leaving teachers and schools to manage the fallout. The school boards suing are the Toronto District School Board, the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the Peel District School Board, and the Ottawa Carleton District School Board. They're seeking damages from Meta, Snap Inc., and ByteDance for disruption to student learning and the education system. The allegations filed in Ontario Superior Court have not been proven. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press, Toronto.